I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today's story was taken from the website of Christian apologist Cy Ten Brueggenkate, entitled, Why Must the God Proven on This Website Be the God of Christianity? He begins, The God proven on this site must be the God of Christianity because he is the only God that has been proved here. Cy, Google circular reasoning. And while you have the internet open, also look up the definition of the word proved. He continues, and the only one that exists. Cy, you'd better hope you are wrong, because if your invisible ghost is the only true invisible ghost, then there is no one else whom he can blame for this disaster. It's all on him. Cy wrote, No other version of God is logically defensible. Cy, if your God were logically defensible, you wouldn't need to resort to presupposition. He wrote, The God of Christianity is the only God who makes sense out of human experience. Cy, the other two-thirds of the people on this planet disagree with you. Cy wrote, Along with the truth and authority of the Bible, the truth of Christianity can be demonstrated by the reduction to absurdity of those who deny it. If you would like to witness this for yourself, just ask a professed unbeliever where the universe came from, where universal, immaterial, unchanging laws came from. The answers that I have heard require far greater faith to believe than what I possess. Cy, you underestimate yourself. I see no limit to the gullibility that you possess. And those answers that you rejected were not answers, but theories. And those theories were not based on fairy tales written by ancient ignorant goatherders, but based on scientific evidence gathered and analyzed by the best scientific minds our modern world has to offer. A world where medieval thinkers like you, Cy, do not belong. He asked, Looking for another God is like looking for an answer other than four to the question, What does 2 + 2 equal? Cy, the other 4 billion religious believers on the planet say the exact same thing about your invisible ghost. But most of them at least try to put up an argument. To stand there and say that you are right because you are assuming you are right has to be the weakest defense for the existence of God that I have ever seen. He wrote, Sure, there are many other answers to that math question, but nobody has ever asked me, Well, what about 5 or 9 or 3 million? Many people, either to avoid accountability or for a host of other reasons, try to make up other gods. But when the true answer is known, one need not look any further. Cy, but you are known for one thing above all else, presuppositionalism. So you don't know the true answer. You only presuppose that you do. He said, Some people argue that faith takes over where reason leaves off. This is not so with the Christian faith. Reason requires a foundation, which only the Bible can provide. Cy, if your statement is true, then reason could not have existed before the Bible. I don't even think that other Christians are going to buy that one. How did the Egyptians build the pyramids thousands of years before the Bible if they were unable to reason? He wrote, There are only two choices. Either we try to reason our way to the truth of the Bible, or we reason from the truth of the Bible. Cy, reason has nothing to do with the Bible, so your problem is solved. By the way, nice false dichotomy. He continues, The first choice attempts to arrive at belief without justification for the tools of reasoning. The second takes the Bible as the foundation for truth and the justification for all reasoning. Cy, thanks for making your false dichotomy clear to even the least intellectual of readers. Both of your choices lead to belief. Even you should be able to see the logic failure in that one. He said, faith is not without reason. Cy, you need to sit down with Mr. Webster. Faith is, in fact, without reason, by definition. He said, faith is not above reason or contrary to reason. In fact, faith is demanded by reason. Cy, forget about Mr. Webster. If he were alive today, I think he would try to strangle you with an old piece of dental floss. He said, everyone starts from faith, but not all admit it. Cy, you don't understand the definition of faith. Faith is belief without evidence. Only a fool would believe without evidence. He wrote, professed unbelievers say that they use reason as their starting point and not faith. We must ask, though, what is their reason for trusting reason? Cy, who said we trust reason? It's not a matter of trust. It is simply the only logical place to start. He wrote, the thing is, they don't have a reason for trusting reason. They have blind faith in reason. Everyone starts from faith. No, Cy, not everyone. Ghost worshippers start with faith. Rational people start by reasoning. If faith has entered into the thinking, then the reasoning process has been corrupted. He wrote, the question is not whether we start from faith, but whether we will place that faith in God or in man. Cy, that is not the question for rational people. Since we don't have imaginary friends, it is not an issue for us. He said, the faith of the professed unbeliever cannot give a reason for reason. Cy, and why would they have to? What makes you think that there has to be a reason for the existence of reason? How do you know that reason couldn't just be the result of the evolution of the animal mind over eons? He said, Christian faith, on the other hand, is the basis for all knowledge. Cy, so before Christ there was no knowledge? Seriously? I would be more than happy to watch while you try to defend that one. He wrote, the Bible teaches that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. Cy, I think the basic problem there is that they may be hidden a little too well. He wrote, and that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Cy, your statement makes it awfully hard to reconcile the accomplishments of early humans way before your magic carpenter ever entered the picture. He said, Christian faith is not blind. Rather, it is the precondition for rational thought. Cy, the only precondition for rational thought is a functioning brain, which probably explains why you are a man of faith. On Cy's website, he also gave the answers to 20 questions. I will now give my answers to his 20 questions. 1. What are some of God's characteristics? Well, Cy, according to God's own autobiography, his characteristics include being vengeful, jealous, and unforgiving. And that's just the beginning. Wait till you read about his confessions of mass murder and his plans for future mass torture. 2. Could God have used fallible people to write an infallible book? Cy, that claim is based on the false premise that the Bible is an infallible book, and since not a single original copy of any biblical book exists today, how could we know? 3. How can we know that the Bible is true? Cy, that was decided nearly 2,000 years ago at the Council of Nicaea. Those politicians decided which books were divine and which ones weren't. You are betting all your onions on the desperate hope that they got it right. 4. By what authority do Christians claim the Bible as their ultimate authority? Cy, that one's easy. By the authority of the sword. 5. Why must the God you have proven be the God of Christianity? Cy, that one's even easier, because that's the God you were raised up believing in. Had you been born in Tehran, there's nearly a 100% chance that we could find your ass hugging a prayer mat 5 times a day and making the same arguments you are making in this essay about the Quran. 6. Aren't there many ways to God? Sigh. We would be satisfied if you could prove just one. 7. Isn't the Christian claim to exclusive truth arrogant and the reason wars start? Sigh. What could possibly be more arrogant than claiming that you have access to exclusive truth? And as for wars, some yes, others no. 8. If God is all-powerful and all-good, why is there evil and suffering in this world? Sigh, in 2,000 years, no one has ever been able to satisfactorily answer that question. To believe you can simultaneously proves the point I just made in the previous question about arrogance. 9. But I am suffering now. Why doesn't God stop it? Sigh, God stopped suffering in the Bible. But now that humans have cameras and microphones, he is nowhere to be found. Gee, what a fucking surprise, huh? 10. What is sin and why am I a sinner? Sigh, that's another easy one. Sin is a concept dreamt up by clergy. It's kind of like a doctor inventing a disease and then trying to sell you the cure. 11. Why do I need to repent? Sigh, without repentance, who needs you guys? 12. Why should I become a Christian? Sigh, hot babes, companionship, community support, you'll have a base from which to discriminate and hate others, the feeling of self-righteous superiority that it grants to its followers. I could go on for days, Sigh, but I think you get the picture. How do I become a Christian? Sigh, reach way inside one ear, it doesn't matter which one, and pull out the brain. After that, it pretty much takes care of itself. 14. Okay, I'm a Christian. Now what? Sigh, I know. You look for someone to hate. Or you find people who are minding their own business, tell them they are horrible sinners, and that if they don't give you 10% of their money every week, your invisible ghost will torture them forever. Did I get that one right, Sigh? 15. What is heaven like? Sigh, in my opinion, it would be a place without Christians. 16. Does God choose us or do we choose him? Sigh, that's kind of the embarrassing part, isn't it? The Bible said God chooses us, which kind of throws a wrench into that whole free will thing, doesn't it? Not to mention that it also eliminates the need for missionaries, ministries, and all the other lucrative enterprises that bring in sacks of loot from suckers the world over. 17. If Christian faith is not a blind leap, what is it? Sigh, blind leap is probably pretty accurate. 18. How do Christians account for universal, immaterial, unchanging logic? Sigh, Christians don't. Logic is something that rarely, if ever, enters their world. 19. Why don't you use traditional arguments for the existence of God, like the cosmological argument? Sigh, tell them that those arguments have been smashed to pieces by rational people. That's why you've retreated into this presuppositional nonsense. As weak as it is, it's all you've got left. And 20. Why do so many marriages fail? Sigh, a better question is, why do Christian marriages fail at the same rate as those of everyone else? Hey, Sigh, aren't statistics a bitch? And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, the Cassini spacecraft finds a global ocean inside of Saturn's moon, Enceladus. Researchers found that the magnitude of Enceladus' very slight wobble as it orbits Saturn can only be accounted for if its outer ice shell is not frozen solid all the way to its interior, meaning that a global ocean must be present. If the surface and core were rigidly connected, the core would provide so much dead weight that the wobble would be far smaller than astronomers observed. That proved that there must be a global layer of liquid separating the surface from the core. The finding implies that the fine spray of water vapor, icy particles, and simple organic molecules that Cassini has observed coming from fractures near Enceladus' south pole is being fed by this vast liquid water reservoir. And now we move to the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today we have an anonymous quote. Christianity is the belief that a cosmic Jewish zombie, who was his own father, can make you live forever if you symbolically eat his flesh and telepathically tell him you accept him as your master, so he can remove an evil force from your soul that is present in humanity because a rib woman was convinced by a talking snake to eat from a magical tree.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking!